This is Ron's update number 68. It's been a week from my last race, which was the Xterra race out at Harbin's Park, so I thought I'd give you an update on what's going on and what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. Last Saturday, which was a week ago today, I ran the 10K Xterra trail race out at Harbin's Park. I got up early in the morning, headed out there, and I really wasn't feeling like I was in race mode, you know. I just was going to go through the motions. I figured at least I could get in a 10K run that day. When I got out there, it was about in the low to mid 60s and sunny. Really nice day, crisp. I lined up at the back of the pack. When the race started, I just took off easy and was feeling fairly good. And as the race progressed, I picked up my pace a little bit. And I pretty much ran the first mile and a half, and then I started doing a run two walk 30 seconds routine for the rest of the race. And I ended up finishing the 10K trail race in 1 hour and 4 minutes and 12 seconds, I think it was. I ended up third in my age group, which was a surprise to me because I hadn't planned on even running a 104, because I think the 104 equaled 10:20 to 10:21 pace, which for a trail race for me probably is fairly decent. And getting third place was icing on the cake. The only downside was near the end of the race, my left heel started hurting. And the next morning when I got up, it was like I was back in a plantar fasciitis stage. My heel hurt, and as I walked, it got a little bit better. So knowing that I have the half marathon tomorrow, the 2nd of October, I decided that I would just take the week off, try to get my foot better before the half marathon, because I still wanted to do the half. And as it got near the end of the week, I was debating whether I was even going to do it. I felt like, well, I don't know. Why do the half and injure my foot and then suffer for, you know, 5 or 6 more months? And about Wednesday, I guess it was, I started wearing a night splint when I went to bed. And that seemed to help. And I took some ibuprofen. And this is Saturday, the race is tomorrow, and I've just decided to go ahead and do it. I think I'm going to start out in the back of the pack and just run easy, and if I start feeling like my foot can handle it, I'll pick up the pace some. If not, I'll just run easy and just deal with it, right? I had planned on running better than I did last year, which was a 2:16, but now that I've got this foot problem, my goal is to just run it and finish without injuring myself worse. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow morning, and I'll give you an update after the race. So I'm going to go ahead and finish this little update podcast and get it out to you, and maybe record another one tomorrow afternoon on what happened at the half marathon. So see you later.